First up, farmers who had plantation forests burnt in the bushfires are still adding up the damage bill. Some who are about to harvest their 20-year-old coops are now preparing to write them off. CEO of Private Forest Tasmania, Penny Wells, says it's been an extremely difficult time.
The total forest estate that's been burnt on private land, the figures that we have, which are from the most recent figures that we have are from last Friday, and we don't expect that that's increased since then, given the cool weather that we've had over that over the last few days, thankfully. So the total forest on private land that has burnt is a bit over 35,000 hectares, and that's out of the total private forest estate, which is over 1.1 million hectares. So it's not huge in the scheme of things on a statewide level, but it is certainly very significant and very devastating at an individual property level, and that's what we're most concerned about. So we have, I guess, the two biggest fires that have impacted on private forest is the Great Pioneer Fire, which has burnt more than 28,000 hectares of mostly native forest on private land. And there were some very significant properties there who were managing their forests for forest resource. So that's been very devastating. And the Rivo Road Fire, that has, I guess, probably impacted more on the public forest estate, but it certainly still has impacted on private forests. So we've got nearly 7,000 hectares of private forest that has been burnt from the Rivo fire, and more than half of that is plantation, so very high value resource, and that is clearly going to be devastating for the property owners and the forest managers of that area.
So do you have a split between the softwood and hardwood plantations?
From the Rivo Road fire, the hardwood plantation area burnt is about 2,700 hectares, and softwood plantation just over 500 hectares on private land, that is.
What's the value of these losses to landholders?
Look, it's very difficult to say at this stage until the forests have and the burnt area have been properly assessed, and that will be done individually by the individual owners once the area is safe to get into. So at this stage it's very, very hard to say. And in some cases the resource may not be completely lost. It just depends on the individual circumstances. In some areas the fire would have come through on the hotter days and been a very hot fire. And if it was a crown fire, then there will be much more damage to the resource than if it came along as a cool fire. It will vary depending on the individual properties and the geography and the weather on the particular day.
Could it be into the millions?
I wouldn't be able to say, but I think we can certainly say that there's going to be impacts both on the value of the resource, and I'm well aware that some landowners were all, you know, they were planning to harvest this year and the resource is now not going to be harvestable. So that'll be quite a significant impact just in terms of lost resource and lost value to those particular landowners. But the losses are not just the resource. We've had landowners and forest managers and forestry businesses, all of whom have contributed firefighting resources through their own machinery, through their own personal efforts, their family and their staff. So the losses include both lost time, lost wages, lost income, and lost, you know, all the time and effort that you would normally putting into managing your property. So the losses for individual owners cover all of those things, not to mention, of course, the stresses that come with that, the financial impacts and the emotional stresses. So there's all of those things that need to be taken into account. And obviously the bushfire recovery effort that's now kicked off, led by Michael Stevens, we'll be taking into account all of those different impacts.
Well, what's the cost then of managing that fire-affected country, perhaps? Like you mentioned, that maybe only some of the coupe had been damaged.
So Private Forest Tasmania has lots of resources available to it with respect to information and advice. If people would like to contact us, either through our email, our website, or a phone number, all of that information is available on our website. We will do our best to hook people up with the right information, with assistance programs, and we also have people who can make an initial visit to properties to, I guess, help landowners understand where they're at and hook them up with the right pathway to head down in the circumstances. Clearly, because of the different level of impacts that people will have suffered, we'll be able to assist with understanding whether the resource has been completely destroyed or whether some of the forest is still alive, how much the charring is, and there are different pathways and different options depending on the severity of the impact.
Can some of the burnt area be replanted?
Of course. I think what we're likely to see is during the recovery period, once decisions are made about the best use of the resource, there'll almost certainly be salvage harvesting, and that may be simply to clear the forest for replanting or re-sowing, or in some cases maybe to simply leave the trees standing. But where there is some recovery possible of the resource, one of the things, now we had an industry round table, one of the things that we're very keen on assisting with facilitating is a coordinated recovery salvage effort. So where forest is salvageable, it will certainly be of benefit to all of the landowners involved if the salvage efforts are coordinated as far as practicable, so that we don't have different lots of transport arrangements for different properties that might be next door, or different harvesting arrangements. So to the extent that we can coordinate and facilitate that, that should provide a much better outcome for individual landowners. So that's one of the things that we're very keen on assisting with.
Penny Wells, CEO of Private Forest Tasmania, speaking to Larissa Smith about the damage to private forests from the bushfires.